Hi, Marty Lurie here on KBR 680 with Chris Heston, pitcher for the Giants. And if you look for good stories in baseball, number one, and of course with the ball club, Chris is the one. So nice to see you here. Nice to see you in the major leagues again.
Yes, sir. It's an honor to be here, and thanks for having me.
Boy, and you get all the prime assignments. Of course, you know, down in Arizona, you got a very important start. The team needed you. Then you get the home opener. And, of course, today, Saturday, you're going to get the ring ceremony game. You're the Hollywood movie star.
Yeah, it's just a blessing, you know, to be able, any game, you know, to be up here and pitching, you know, for this team. They've won three championships in the last 5 years. So it's just a blessing to be here. And, you know, the luck of the draw, you know, I got those games, and that's just a little added excitement to the whole thing. So, you know, I'm really blessed to just be here and be able to have those.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to faze you too much. I mean, you know, we love to analyze everything. It doesn't seem to faze you when you have to pitch.
Yeah, no, I try to keep a pretty level head, you know. Try not to let too much of the outside distractions, you know, get to me. I was a little nervous out there, that's for sure, you know, but I try not to show the butterflies too much and just try to have fun.
All right, Chris grew up in Florida. As I mentioned, I'm a Miami guy myself, spent many years there. But what was baseball like for you just as a young man? Did you root for a team? Were you always a baseball guy?
Yes, I was always a baseball guy. I mean, from 5 years old all the way through, I think I didn't take much time off of baseball. And luckily in Florida, we can do that. I grew up a Braves fan, sad to say. But, yeah, I grew up a Braves fan. I was always a big Braves fan, big Chipper Jones fan, so I watched them growing up, and you know, I'm just, you know, like I said, blessed to be here and be able to play in some of the same stadiums that those guys have played in.
Well, you're near Melbourne, Florida, and whenever I say that, I think of Bruce Bochy as a kid growing up there. So has he talked to you about that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we talk about it all the time, you know. He grew up in Melbourne and went to Mel High, which is my rival high school. So, you know, we definitely have some chats about it. And like I said, it's awesome, you know, to be able to play for him. I've said it before, you know, he's one of the best in the game. So to have the opportunity to play for him and to have that connection, you know, is awesome.
Fun. All right. Chris Heston with us. All right. Always a pitcher? I mean, you know, we all go through Little League and Pony League and all these things. We always see the big, tall kid. He's a pitcher nobody could ever hit. And some people are shortstops. So what were you?
Yeah, I was growing up, I was a shortstop. Right. You know, it's funny you say that. I didn't really start pitching. I mean, I pitched in Little League and stuff, you know, but I didn't really start taking pitching serious until probably my senior year of high school. But, yeah, I always played infield. I was a shortstop, third baseman. So, you know, that was kind of my primary position until probably my senior year of high school.
And you have a good backstory, your family story, people scrimping and putting things together to make you available as a baseball player. It's a good story, and the family has always been behind you.
Oh, yeah, they've always been behind me 100%. You know, they're my biggest fans, and they support me, you know, through thick and thin, and they always will. So, you know, I love them to death, and I'm glad that they were able to get out here and, you know, and see me pitch for the first time. And you know, some of the stuff that they've done for me in the past is, you know, I can never thank them enough.
Yeah, and this is the first time I think your parents have been in California.
Yeah, first time in California. You know, I've always said I would get them out here, and you know, luckily it worked out to where they could come out and get to see me pitch once. So I think they're having a fun time in their first trip to Cali. Yeah.
All right, Chris Heston with us. A pleasure to have him on here. All right, so now you're 27. You've got 700 innings in the minor leagues. You've been an all-star in the Eastern League. You've been taken off the 40-man roster. You've had quite a career, but the thing about it is you learn how to pitch in a baseball game.
Yeah, you know, there's definitely been some ups and downs, you know, throughout the career. And I think, you know, just staying on it, you know, you kind of set a goal and have a dream, you know, to get here one day. And, you know, you kind of try not to let any of the outside factors, you know, affect what you're trying to do. And, you know, you just keep your eye on where you want to be and, you know, work your butt off to get there.
Yeah, because as I was saying, I mean, you had the great year in the Eastern League. Then next thing you know, you're off the roster.
Yeah.
And I imagine you got discouraged. But did you ever think about giving up?
No, I mean, like I said, baseball, since I was a young kid, baseball's all I've ever known. So I've always said, you know, they're going to have to kick me out of this game one day. You know, I'm not leaving on my own. So, yeah, you know, I mean, definitely a little discouraged. Anytime, I had an elbow surgery that year. So, you know, that's always a little discouraging when you can't be out there pitching, you know. But, you know, luckily I just took the time to kind of reflect back and, you know, get myself healthy and then, you know, come back and get back on it and just, you know, just try to work towards the goal.
Yeah, I think the innings in the minor leagues are tremendous, teaching you how to pitch. I'm sorry, more people don't do that. They rush them up here as soon as they look like they can pitch in the big leagues, and they're here, and then they go, what? How did this happen? All right. But pitching-wise, for you, fastball, because the story was over the winter you put on some weight, you threw a little bit harder. We saw you in spring training. You pitched beautifully in that night game against the Dodgers down there. But what was your winter like that maybe changed you a little bit?
Yeah, I went back to East Carolina where I went to school. You know, I went to live with my girlfriend, and I think I just, you know, there was not much going on there besides, you know, working out and eating. So, you know, I put on the extra pounds, and that was my goal. You know, I wanted to go into the off season and try to do whatever I could to, you know, better myself for the next year. So I think, you know, like I said, I just ate a lot and you know, worked out a lot in the weight room, and, you know, I was able to put on a few pounds, and I think it's going to help me out in the long run.
Did you notice it, that you're, you know, you threw the ball a little bit harder, that you seemed a little bit more on top of it?
Yeah, for sure. You know, you feel it coming out a little different, you know. But there was times, you know, years ago when I thought I would throw hard and I would look at the, you know, scoreboard or whatever, and it would be 88, so... The feeling thing, but yeah, you know, luckily I was able to, you know, put on a little weight, get a little stronger, and, you know, add a couple extra miles an hour, and I think it's going to help me out.
Chris, you were drafted a couple of times and didn't sign. Minnesota, I think it was Braves, and maybe the other time, Phillies, I forget who.
It was the Minnesota and then the Nationals.
The Nationals.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
And so what happened?
Yeah, you know, I was I went to a junior college before I went to East Carolina, yes, sir, and, you know, I got the opportunity to get drafted a couple of times, but personally, I just didn't feel like I was, you know, ready for that step of pro ball. So, and my time at East Carolina, I think, was, you know, huge for me. I learned how to pitch. You know, I learned how to pitch in front of, you know, a crowd, because in junior college you don't really get that and stuff. So, I think it was huge for me, and I just needed another year, you know, to better myself and try to, you know, be more prepared for the next step, and I think it was big for me.
Yeah, well, great, going to East Carolina, the Pirates. That's right, I remember them well. Okay, but you're at Seminole, and Seminole Junior College, and of course we know that very well in the state of Florida. How do you get to East Carolina? Now, the story I'm told is that maybe they came to see somebody else and saw you and say, hey, we want this guy. And that's the Willie Mays story. The Willie Mays story is they came to see Alonzo Perry and said, this other guy, the center fielder, looks pretty good. We're taking him, and that's how he became a Giant. So is that how you got to East Carolina?
Yeah, it was something similar to that. My best friend who I grew up with, he's always been my catcher. You know, we went to kindergarten together, and we had the opportunity to – he went to Alabama for a year and then came and transferred to junior college, and he was actually, you know – the guy that they wanted to get to East Carolina, and then it just worked out that, you know, we could both go there, and, you know, to have, it was a dream, you know, for us to play together at the next level and stuff. So to have the opportunity to play with him, and I just, you know, jumped on it, and I had the best time of my life.
And where is he today?
He's a businessman now. He's you know, he finished up his years at ECU, and then, you know, went into the business world, and he's doing great. I mean, you know, he's a smart guy, so he handles himself really well in that environment, so he's doing great for himself.
Oh, beautiful. Nice story from Chris Heston. Very nice. All right, now you get the call up to the big leagues. There's always an interesting story around it. Did they trick you or anything when you got this last call up?
No, no tricking at all. I just actually just had landed, got to Sacramento, you know, and getting ready to get the season started, and think I'm pitching on Thursday, and, you know, first day there, Bobby gives me a call and says, you know, they needed a guy. So I didn't spend much time in Sacramento. You know, I was there for probably 4 or 5 hours before I was back on a flight back to Phoenix. So, you know, it was a fun story, but like I said, the flight back was one I'll take any day.
Yeah, boy, what a nice story. All right, if you had to describe yourself as a pitcher, what would you say? It's been fun watching you on TV and in person, moving the ball around. I mean, as I say, I like to say the cliche, you know how to pitch. What do you do?
I think just try to throw as many strikes as possible. You know, if you can try to keep yourself out of hitters' counts, you know, you got a little bit of advantage. So that's my goal, you know, just pound the strike zone with every pitch and try to keep it down and, you know, hope good things happen.
All right. Well, things are happening for sure. Appreciate you being on, and I know the fans are very excited about you, and can't wait to see you on the Hill again. Thanks, Chris.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
All right. More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.